HXS, KN4, VWA. 2HXS, KN4, VWA.
KN4, VWA, KA5WLL. Good morning, Steve.
Buckhall, let me turn the volume up just a little bit. I didn't realize I had it down. Who we got there?
Roy, KA5WLL.
Janelle, hey, when you're a geezer, you just don't hear as well as you used to. So I hope you're having a very pleasant morning. You know, even though it's overcast, it's still a pretty nice day out here. I'm not freezing to death.
Roger that, sir. Can't really complain. Thought I was going to drive a bus this morning, but the classes got canceled, so I didn't have to drive. But other than that, it is a great day. Got a chance to work out in the garden a little bit with the wife and take care of some of her plants that she wanted to get taken care of before winter gets in. But it is a nice day with the overcast.
Did I hear you right? Public school got canceled?
I drive for Christian Learning Center here in Greenville on some days, and the classes they held today, the classes got canceled because they had testing in school, so they couldn't leave the school, but be back at it tomorrow.
How about you? Is that Greer Christian Learning Center or Blue Ridge or which one?
One in Greenville over on Pelham Road.
And do they have their own bus, or is it a bus used by from a church?
Combination. They got a couple buses, and then they work with different churches for buses.
How about that? The reason I halfway know to ask that type of question is I am the last line of defense for fill-in for Washington Baptist Church to drive for Blue Ridge Christian Learning Center. Small world.
But, the classes, like I said, the classes, they had testing today in school, for the middle school, and so they canceled the classes today, so they should be back at it next Wednesday. I drive for a couple different ones. I drive for Berea Middle and Northwest Middle.
Oh, that's good. That's good. A worthy endeavor. At least I think so.
And I wish they had that years ago when I was in school or something like that. It would help out quite a bit.
You know, hopefully the kids get good values at home, but I can assure you they get good instruction in those facilities.
And that when Lisa gets an interest up and opportunity to spread the word and give them the word a little, even in some schools. Churches, I know the one at Northwest, they at least put a Bible in their hand to take home, so there's at least one Bible in the home.
Be amazed just how many homes there's not a Bible in. But, you know, that's you got to come around to it by choice, not by force.
Anyways, I'm getting to my destination here. I thought I'd at least respond to you, let you know you were getting out this morning.
Well, Leroy, I appreciate that very much, and I hope you have a good morning straightening that garden out. Hey, before you go, what have you still got coming in your garden?
Plant garden or flower garden. She was cutting down some of the plants for the year. No vegetables in the garden this year.
Okay. Yeah, my wife and I put in a garden this year, and she still has a few eggplants coming in, and we've got our red peppers that are really doing well, and we've got some butter peas that have actually started blooming about 2 weeks ago. We're just kind of curious. We're going to get some more butter beans. it's really done well this year. So anyhow, well, you get at it, and I appreciate the ride along this morning. 73s. You have a good afternoon, bud.
73. You have a good day. KA5WLO mobile clear.
KN4BWA clear.
KO4HKX, W4DJW.
4HKX. Hey, Dave.
Hey, it looks like you're on the move again. I called you a little while ago after you'd been sitting still for a while. You were still working. You're still going to come by this side of town before the end of the day?
And I had some stops right out the road from you there that I finished up my day at.
about what time is that so that I'm looking, because if I get too deep in the code, I won't be looking.
You're right around 5:30, somewhere in that neighborhood. If I can't get there before then, they're usually gone by 5:30.
Okay, well, I'll be looking. You want me to just meet you there so you don't have to park anywhere else? I know parking that thing is not an easy, easy task. Would you like for me to meet you somewhere?
Thing is to meet me down there at the Shell station or the Sphinx, one of those two. Probably the Shell station since it's on that side of the road.
Is that the one across the street from the Sphinx on 290?
There, it's a little rebel.
All right, that's where I get my lawnmower gas, so I know where that is. So you want me to be there about sometime around 5 or whenever you ping me, sometime around 5 or 5:30?
I'll shoot you a text message that way. I don't miss you for sure, or you don't miss it. So that's the easiest on that one.
All right, do you have a CD reader, CD-ROM reader on your computer?
Well, yes, I do on that computer.
Okay, because I have some old 4.7 gigabyte DVDs that allowed me to put the whole FCC database both in MDB format and in the FCC's data file format. It allowed me to put it all on there. So you don't even have to go hunting for anything. You get the latest all the way up to yesterday. Or they cut it on Sunday, so you get Sunday's version if you can read a DVD.
That one, it took me a minute, but yeah, it does have a DVD in that one. That used to be my computer I started my business with, but now I just use it at the house, so it got to be where it was too heavy to carry around.
Okay, and being on a DVD, the antivirus software won't be able to delete it. It can try, but it won't be successful. So, whereas if it's on a USB stick, the antivirus software can mangle it.
That shouldn't be a problem.
All right, I'll see you sometime around 5. I'll let you get back to paying attention on the road. I see you. You got your apers running again. Is that on the one with the questionable coax? Are you sounding good to me? Is this sounding good to you?
It's got some white noise with it, but I mean, I'm sitting still right now. I'm waiting on somebody to get here.
Okay. Well, with VHF, you could roll up an inch or two or maybe a foot, and it would probably change. It either come in clearer or it'd go away altogether. That's just the way VHF works.
I don't know what it is. I'm going to have some free time this weekend, so I'm going to devote to working on this truck. Radios in the back.
All right. Well, I sent you an Apers message earlier, too. If you heard it make some funny noises, that was probably me. If it didn't hear it, then you probably wouldn't have gotten it. Anyway, I'll let you go. It's about time for me to go fix lunch. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Dave, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
KA3, JCA monitoring.
KO4HKX, hey, Richard.
How's your day going, sir?
Peaceful this morning already.
So, it's not raining over there where you are at, is it?
It's not raining at the moment. It's overcast. But I can see some breaks in the clouds already, so that'll probably be clearing out here soon.
Yes, sir. It was raining here this morning, and it was overcast, but now I've got blue skies with clouds. So it's improving.
Supposed to be overcast this morning, so I'm just glad it rained. So, I mean, we need some rain, that's for sure.
Did. I like it when it rains soft like that. It doesn't run off. You know, if it rains too much and too fast, a lot of it just runs off.
So, when do you... Miss Sally's going on a trip this weekend, isn't she?
She leaves Saturday, and I think we have to be there. I'm actually pulling up the paperwork here right now. Let's see here. Her flight leaves at 2:30, so I have to have her there about 1 o'clock, 1:15.
10 or in the afternoon. That's not too bad. Maybe you'll get out of there before rush hour hits then.
Actually going into the airport, we're just basically going to pull up and let her out, let her get her luggage and stuff and go on in. She's already got her boarding pass, or she will have it Friday. She's doing the electronic check-in and everything, so everything's done. All she has to do is just go to the gate and show the ticket on her phone and keep going.
I hope everything goes smooth and no drama in that trip.
Be no drama on this one. She's actually looking forward to it, and I told her I was too. Give me a peace of mind. No, I'm joking. Yeah, I'll miss her, but she's going out to see a friend of ours and help them with their child. It was the child that she took care of when she was in the school district and so forth. So he's having some issues, and they asked that she come out for a week if possible, and that's where she's going. KA3JCA.
Well, I'm sure the child will enjoy the visit, and so will the parents.
I wanted her to have her phone out and watch when he knows, when he sees her at the airport. The child is partially blind. He can see some, and then he's deaf. So Sally has been his sign language teacher for the last 4 years, along with helping him get through school and social issues and so forth like that. So here lately, where he saw on his mom's calendar that said Sally visit, and we didn't realize that he could read. So now he's been bugging his mom. Is Sally coming? Is Sally coming?
I'm glad to hear that.
That's Miss Sally. She's going on lunch here. She's going to make lunch.
I hope you have a good lunch and then enjoy that. But I won't have to clear out the person I was waiting on is showing up, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now. Y'all enjoy, and I will talk to y'all down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s.
All right, Patrick. We'll talk to you later. 7-3, KA3JCA, and KA4JCA.